Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And listen, with all the attention on the NFL this week, it's only logical that we talk about the most important aspect of the NFL, which is tailgating. And here to talk about it, Sunny Anderson. Sunny is a Food Network personality, as you know. She began hosting, which is the greatest name of any Food Network show ever. How'd that get on my plate?
How'd that get on my plate?
I loved it. She also hosts the Food Network program Cooking for Real and co-host of the Food Network program Gotta Get It. Sunny, how are you?
Hey, man, I am doing all right. You're right. We've had a tough week of NFL news, and just sending thoughts and well wishes and prayers to friends, family, teammates, fans of NFL with Damar Hamlin. I feel like better waking up to better news that he's stable. So hopefully he just continues to climb out of that and gets better. And you're right, you know, NFL is about the camaraderie. We all get together, and tailgating is the start of it. You know, it starts in the parking lot, or I like to call it couch gating, when you don't go to the game, but right, you're still making that tailgating food and sitting on the couch. And NFL Tailgate Takedown is a show that champions that. And not just the food, but the people that make the food, which is what I truly love.
Absolutely. We're talking to Sunny Anderson here on the National Defense, or should I say, Senior Airman Sunny Anderson. Thank you so much for your service. And your dad served also, right?
That's right. Airman Anderson reports as ordered, sir. my dad was in the Army. He's an Army vet. He was 1st Cav, 82nd Airborne Ranger.
Oh, wow.
So if you know anything about Ranger School, pretty tough guy.
Yeah.
Which, listen, I didn't know about Ranger School until I joined the Air Force and I became a broadcaster. You know, my first year was in Korea at Yongsan doing radio there at the Eagle FM station. And when I got back to the States at Denfos, AFT News, the Armed Forces News Agency in Kelly, Denfos is where I went for training. I became a radio news broadcaster for Hometown News, which is where we would tell the story of the military member and then send that story to their hometown to be aired on their commercial radio stations there. And so growing up with a Ranger for a dad, I wanted to kind of know more about it. And one of the very first stories that I pitched to my bosses at AFT News was a story on the Rangers. And I went down to Georgia to Ranger School. You know, they let me in to view some of the things, but not all of the things that they were doing to train up these soldiers. And I gained not only a new respect, obviously, for my dad, but anyone else that calls themselves and has gone through Ranger School. And that was at a time when they weren't even allowing women in. And now, you know, years later, women can go to Ranger School. We're just as tough.
Right.
And equally as tough, if not tougher at times. So, yeah, shout out to anyone that's a Ranger listening right now, and 82nd Airborne as well, because my uncle was also 82nd Airborne, and they like to say they're crazy because they jump out of perfectly fine aircraft.
Hey, listen, I have so much respect for those Rangers. I started this show with the Screaming Eagle, Jerry Newberry from the 101st Airborne. And man, I'll tell you, you're right. He's crazy and they're all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God we have them, right?
Yeah, man. You know, it takes a certain kind of, I think we call it crazy, but it's patriotism to sign your life away and sign up to go defend and honor ideas. For people that you don't know, not just your immediate family. So all praise. And, you know, as a veteran, when I go to the VA for an appointment or something like that, and, you know, there's an older veteran with the hat with the pins on it and the patches and all that stuff, you know, some of the best parts of my visits are sitting there and asking them questions and talking to them about their service. Now, I'll never forget inviting my granddad to Europe. We were going to France with the other side of my parents. So we were stationed in Germany growing up in Bad Kreuznach and Heidelberg. And I said, Granddad, you know, you should come to France with us. We're going to go to France. You know, my granddad said, oh, no, I've already been there. And I said, what? You know, and he sat me down and told me about being on the beaches of Normandy.
Oh, what? That's the first you had heard that?
It's the first I even knew that my granddad was in the military. I was very, I think I was maybe 11 or 12.
Wow.
And I sat there in his living room in South Carolina, and he regaled me with stories about going to war. So, you know, I come from a huge military family. And I got to tell you, you know, hats off to what I call the real veterans, right? I didn't go forward. I wasn't in war. I was really more about entertaining in Korea. And then when I got back home, informing other civilians as to what we do in the military, because I think they think it's all just combat. And so it was nice to tell not just the Ranger story, but I told other stories about military members and what they do. And it was a joy. I feel like I'm still doing that job, though, right now. Yeah. I'm not even in the military.
Right. What a cool background. We're talking to Sonny Anderson here in the National Defense and this new show. I mean, I just want to talk to you about you, but we got to, I want to talk this new show, the NFL Tailgate Takedown, which premieres this week on Food Network and Discovery Plus. And I got to tell you, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. And I was just at the game against the Broncos on Sunday, part of a very traditional tailgate that that always wraps up with one shot of tequila and the answer to this question: whose house?
Do you guys say Chief's house?
It's our house.
That was also the best thing about this show, Tailgate Takedown, is going to the different NFL cities and hearing their chant or what their, you know, battle cry is or whatever. We're at the Chiefs game.
Yeah, with the mascot, right? KC Wolf.
Yeah, KC Wolf made an appearance. You know, we have these tailgaters, the home team tailgaters, and then the away team tailgaters. We fly them into the game, right?
Ah!
And so they compete against each other, and they win not only tickets to the game that night, but every episode we have a VIP come on. And you're right. So KC Wolf came on and presented the Lombardi Trophy to the winners. It was a lot of fun.
Sonny, it doesn't sound like you do anything that's not fun. I mean, everything you do is fun.
Well, I try to make decisions in life based on that. You know, I do say no a lot. And I think that, you know, in this new year, if we could all just say no to things that we know aren't going to bring us joy, then we will have room for things that will. And you might have to wait a little bit longer, and you might have to go broke or something like that. I don't know. But I'd rather have a bad day chasing happiness and my dream than a bad day not chasing my happiness and my dream.
Wow.
And so I just choose happiness, man. And I love food. I love football. I love tailgating. I love eating outdoors. There's something about the ook ook of it all, you know? this show is right up my alley.
Well, and the other thing that's right up our alley as far as veterans go is the NFL, because the NFL is such a huge partner with so many veteran organizations. And this is a first time partnership with the Food Network. So, I mean, this really kind of fits right in with what the NFL does, right?
Yeah, this is huge for me because, you know, as I was telling you about being an Army brat, you know, when we were in Germany, and you know this, anytime you're overseas, you know, anything that is sports is big. I mean, we're staying up later, waking up early to watch that live feed on the network over there on AFN. So, you know, even during the game, they'll sometimes have that shot of military members overseas grouped up in, like, you know, the community room or, you know, at the NCO's office or whatever, watching the game. So it brings us all together. It reminds us of home. The beauty of the military is you're slammed together with people from all over the country. So any, you know, given Sunday, there's a team that either you're for or against with your comrades there. And so really, really cool after all this time on Food Network for me to be a huge football fan, to get an opportunity to host this show, NFL Tailgate Takedown. And then not only that, but like go to the stadiums. And my co-host is Vince Wilfork, who was just put into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Right.
And I've been telling people, like, we all know he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. It's going to happen. And, you know, to work with such a legend like that, with such a big personality, and he too, like me, loves to eat. You know, we had a really good time, and all the cities that we went to. Let me tell you, we were in Denver, Kansas City, like we were talking about. We went up there to the Pats game, even with the Bills up there in Buffalo, the Texans, a game here in New Jersey for the Giants. We just traveled around, and it was just all about tailgating food and bragging rights.
I mean, we're talking to Sonny Anderson here on National Defense. Sonny, the only place that I've been where they can't tailgate is the Tennessee Titans Stadium. For some reason, they built that stadium so far away from where you park that you just can't logistically tailgate. And to me, that's like a huge missing part of it.
Yeah, you know, there's two things I think stadiums need to be thinking about when they're built. One, like you said, parking lots for tailgating. I think also the Superdome in New Orleans had that issue for me. It's kind of like the parking lot is across the way. It's really weird. It's odd. But I also think, like, when you go and sit in a stadium, don't you wish they would think about the angle of the sun and the time of day? You know, like, don't make the home team during the hot months sit in the sweltering sun. Switch that stadium around, man. So yeah, those two things I wish they would really think about is us tailgaters
and
then us fans and the elements, you know?
You got it, Sonny. Hey, we got to wrap up, and I know that, but I do want to just mention one more thing because I'm a radio geek. You worked at Hot 97 in New York.
Yes, I did.
And
I was trained for broadcasting and kept doing it after the military.
What a great radio station. Was that owned at the time by Emmis?
It was. It was Emmis Communications. Were we co-workers?
Well, no, but I just had Jeff Smolian on the program. Ah. He wrote a new book, which is fantastic. But what a great company and a great station. So congratulations.
Is Jeff military linked?
No, he's not. But he supports a lot of the military and just a really cool book. But man, this sounds like a great show. It's the NFL Tailgate Takedown. It premieres this week on Food Network. Hey, Sonny, thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for your service. I'd love to have you back on sometime.
I would love to, Randy. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.